Begin the Gemara Daf Maseches Kulin Daf Dal. Begin them with Beis. Begin the Tisa Master. Begins the Gemara Mutta Biyam. Oh, so it's permitted right away. Neishem Machlifin. So the chametz of the sinners after Pesach is okay because they swap it with that of a non-Jew. Pidush. So Tisa explains, what does this mean? Mutta Bahana means it's permitted to have benefit from it. That is lamachre to sell it or lachil lapoil mavdi kachavim or to feed it to non-Jewish workers or laklavim or to the dogs of Yisrael, but actually for a Jew, asur b'achila, that's actually forbidden to eat the gazra of pitn shalavdi kachavim because they're getting it from. The reason why it's not forbidden as chametz shavu l'pesach is because they swap it with the non-Jews. Now that's non-Jewish bread, which is forbidden. So it means for hadna. Or inam, another part you could take is kedepir shabin etam. The way Rabbeinu Tam explains the bebetzik, I retum that it's dough, not bread, not baked bread. Oh, the mutbachila, so that's permitted to be eaten from the non-Jew. Now, actually, that also answers the loy tikshi that we shouldn't ask the following question. How could the Gemara hold asik Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara is saying that this is coming like Rabbi Yehuda? But he holds Pesachim Nafchav Chesma Beis Dachamet Shalav Yikachavim. When you have chametz of a non-Jew Shavu Lava Pesach, the non-Jew's chametz. Asabana is forbidden in having benefit. So how could the Gemara say that, this teaching is going like Rabbi Yehuda? Say, I'll have a betzik carry. So that's okay, because we're talking about dough. Michlefi bebetzik Shalav Yikachavim. We're talking about that it was a swap with the dough of a non-Jew, which that doesn't have a problem about chametz of the non-Jew, because the Tumah Shaloshu Achar Pesach, where it was kneaded into dough after Pesach. It says that it's permitted right away. I know Kashir Lisha just means as long as the amount of time that it was able to be kneaded already passed, then we're going to say it's permitted. Now, says Taizu Masha Pesach Bekundra, says that Rashi explains from Avichim that the old gain of this is Dilvidan Yishori, that us, that we buy it from this non-religious person. For us, it's permitted. Because the Ein Tovus is Damav, where because even though it was swapped with Chametz Shavu Lava Pesach that he gave to the non-Jew, and now the non-Jew gave him okay bread, that the transfer doesn't get passed on to the prohibition doesn't transfer to the bread from the non to the dough from the non-Jew, that is the Davka L'Didei Aser. Yeah, for this non-religious Jew, for him it's forbidden. Shabbat Machmas Chametz BePesach. For him it's forbidden because he got it because as an exchange for Chametz BePesach. But the gain is for us that it doesn't that doesn't pass on to us who get it from him. But that's Tzivim Neirutzim. Actually, Shemavichin Namalikabat the two. There actually is a gain even for this a non-religious Jew. L'may Desakadai Dechashto Davadei Reisa, because now based on what we understand that this halacha of Chametz Shavu Lava Pesach is a biblical prohibition. The Bechalipin loy asel b'drabbanon. But when it gets exchanged, that prohibition is only rabbinic. Kamech Pirish B'Kunj Baba Dizar, like Rashi explains about Dizar, Pekir B'Shemal, Dabna Dalma Beid, Gabi Ki Cherem Hu, which Vidarshi expounds, what's who? Who is Lema'ute Arlo B'Klai Kerem, where Shem Macharon, although these are Yisir HaNoah, if they're sold, B'Kiddush B'd Mehem, and he gets engaged with the monetary value to a woman, B'Kiddusha, she's engaged. Rashi B'Kunj Rashi explains, T'Tavik B'Kiddusha Isha, that's specifically when you get engaged to a woman. B'Shar Chalibim, but other exchanges, Asum Drabban, are rabbinically prohibited. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that that's the game, that it's only going to be for this not religious Jew, only rabbinically prohibited now. Now, when there's a partial little Rashi, now it seems that it was obvious to Rashi that the Asim Drabbanan, the reason why it's rabbinically prohibited, Mitam Shapirish Khan, like the way he explains over here, the Mekin, if that's the case, that it wasn't, Mitzinu Dam L'Chametz B'Pesach, that would mean that there is monetary value for Chametz that was went over Pesach, and we know that it doesn't, as we see from the Halachas of Hezek and other places, so therefore, it must mean that it's at least rabbinically prohibited. But says to in Zeduka, it's not an appropriate inference. Because even if the money would be permitted when there is a sale, and the kamakam is still given like a tchila asalimkar, since initially you're not allowed to sell labradamu, it would still be considered as not having a monetary value, and that's why you would be exempt in certain situations. But Amiyu Nira, but says to however, it does seem yesh lesim drabana that, yeah, it should be prohibited rabbinically. But Taisa brings a different proof. He had the following question. If someone says, He makes a neder prohibiting these fruits on a certain person. The question is, ma b'chalipin, if you exchange that produce for other produce, would that exchange produce also be forbidden to that person? So Tashma said, let's bring a raya. Now, Allah makadesh ba'arlo b'chul, if someone gets engaged a woman with arlo fruits, etc., which are Yisrael, I know, which is not going to create a kedushin, but it says, machor b'kiddush b'dmein m'kudeshes. If you sell them and you get engaged with the monetary value, then she's engaged. Shmamino, you see from here, the chalipi isura no mutarin. That the exchange of somebody prohibited that benefit are permitted, and that's why you're allowed to get engaged. But the Gemara rejects, no, dimli ketchilo hu delay. Maybe actually, initially, it is a problem. The evit of it. We're saying, after the fact, it's going to work. Miu, however, avakav de b'shar chalipin aser. So although by other exchanges, it is going to be rabbinically prohibited. But isha shari. So why is it permitted by a woman? Mishom per bria, but either because of having children, or you know, another part you could say is la asu. They didn't say it's forbidden rabbinically. It could go in pairs for kalim. Only let's say an exchange of other fruits or vessels through dava and nikah, something recognizable, which is not the case by a woman, or it's not something an object of recognition. Benira, and that's a taste that seems correct. But then the taste of say, my parach bereish perik bas with the bizar. What's the question? The beginning of the last parak of bizar that some bizar menalf. Kabasich and poil. Someone hires a worker, lastly moyain nesach, to work with them with the avodah zarah wine. Sorry, Asr. Say that the wages are prohibited. My time, what's the reason? Ilim shem the yain nesach hazbana. If you say because the yain nesach has a prohibition of having any benefit, eschari nami also. So you're saying the wages are also forbidden. But you have the fruits of a tree in its first 3 years, vaklai kerem, and then when you have a forbidden mixture of grain in the vineyard. That's also about no. It's not until we learned over there, machrin mekiddush b'dmein mukudeshes, that if you sell it and you get engaged with the money, she is engaged. Now, so it says, my kasha. What type of question is that? Halakat chilas alahanis. But we said initially it's forbidden to have benefit, but after the fact, that's what we're saying by kedushin, by getting engaged, it's going to work. You can say is the mashmalay. The Gemara understood that schari aser when it says the wages are forbidden. Gam lacherim. The Gemara understood that means even for others. Kmo yain nesach atzma, like the yain nesach itself, which is forbidden for even for anyone. But that's what the Gemara is asking very well. The asigam lachem, that it's forbidden for others. Then why is a woman engaged? Keeping the gam here, so that means she's also forbidden to have benefit from it. And that means to say there's no shava prut over here that you're not giving any value to get engaged with it. Now, although the Gemara says that if someone goes and gets engaged to a woman on Erev Pesach at times when chametz already rabbinically prohibited. For chametz rabbanan and the chametz is rabbinically prohibited. The chayshon the kedushin that we are concerned that it is a kedushin. Mikamakam mukadesh is gemur lehavi, but it's definitely not a full fledged kedushin. That is the imba'ach of a kitcher. If someone else comes along and gives her a ring, chayshon the kedushin's name. We're concerned for the kedushin of both of them, and that's what we're saying that for this reason that like we said that because she can't have ana from what she received, and that's what we're saying that although we're concerned for it, but we see that it's not going to be a bona fide kedushin. Now it says, "Master begins the Gemara, Shemesa Achav Machmas Mila." He's a full-fledged Jew if his brothers died because of circumcision. So of course the shechita is going to be kasha. So Tosafot qualifies and says, "Nimoylu kishen gedaylu nemesu." We have to say that meaning they were circumcised when they were really older and they still died. Because if they died like as on the regular bris mila on day 8, as dimushum delay nivla behem adam, that's maybe because the blood was not yet absorbed in them. That could happen, so you have to wait. But so that wouldn't be a proof that this guy who was already an adult that he's exempt from bris mila. His brothers did it when they were older, and still they died. Then we're going to say he shouldn't do it. We have another person you can say afilu bishmini even if it was on day 8, but it could say he titzu behem. They looked and they saw that the blood was already absorbed and still they died, so obviously it's not because of that. So we say that this brother is exempt from doing bris mila. But rather, that he's a rebellious one for that thing itself, for the halacha of the halacha of shechita itself, where Tosafot explains, well, te'avet, and must be that because of his lust, of his desires. The ilahach is because it would be a mummer for that to anger God. So of course he would be disqualified because he's not someone that's even in the whole parsha of doing slaughtering at all. But the Bryce is telling us that you let it give it to Sheft from someone that's a mummer for Nevelis, and that's what supports Rava. And like Rava said, it was only mummer l'tei oven, and it's obviously there's Toma mummer l'tei oven. This just must begins the Gemara. Mumla b'tzke chav mutalach mishketase. If someone's a renegade for the halacha of avodah zarah, you're still allowed to eat from what he slaughters. Which takes his tame. It's a wonder because the beperik basu the haris. The last perik haris that Yeral menal pligi bar rebach ravina. They're machlikis b'mumla haches. When someone is a renegade to anger God, he have a min. Is he considered as a heretic, a mummer, or is he considered as a mummer? But someone who worships idolatry, I'm having a min. According to everyone, is considered as a heretic. Now, well, come on. The Gemara says, "Living up your gimel medalf, can you lit in the bright?" So, shechitas min labodis kechavim, that the slaughtering of a heretic is for idolatry, which is forbidden even for benefit. Sakur Rabban to say you're allowed to eat from a shechita. Veshemet says we can say is the mindel kamon when we mention this idea of a heretic that is shechita asbana hainu, and some add on the gears over here that it's a kaimer labodis kechavim. That he's a priest of idolatry. So Ibn Kacham tell me that he always worships Avodah Zarah. Ah, so then he must be doing it for Avodah Zarah. But when the Gemara says in Harias that it's considered a min, that's only regarding that you could put him down into a pit, that you know, not to keep him alive. But his shechita would be kosher because he's not doing it for the purposes of Avodah Zarah.